That is Scott Hall. I'm Heidi Holton. It's time for Making Sausage Conversation this morning. And I wanted to talk to you, Scott, because you were especially, this is the first presidential election where you weren't, you had a little more time on your hands, I might say, a senior correspondent. And what you were reading, what you watched was very important to, you know, how you looked at the campaign. And when I was talking with you earlier about this, one of the things you pointed out to me was, you know, we keep hearing in all sorts of media the interviews with folks right after they voted and why they voted that way and all that kind of thing. And something struck you yesterday, right?
Well, no, actually, I've thought about this for over a year now. I've heard what I call very poor reporting, and NPR is part of this too, on people's you know, ordinary street people on the street and their ideas and their opinions about what's going on, and it happens more in, I mean, NPR does a way better job than a lot of news outlets, but it's time constraints, and they try to cram profiles of people into short segments. And last night, I was reminded of this as I was listening to As It Happens. It's our evening news show from Canada between 6 and 7, where Carol Off talked to two people, a Trump supporter from Ohio, a retired school teacher, and I believe she talked to someone from Seattle who supported Hillary Clinton. And As It Happens took 6 or 7 minutes with each of those. And Carol asked them in greater depth to explain just what they meant by their opinions. And she also asked them about their family and personal lives and to help give us a context for these people. And it was both of them were such good interviews that where she expressed a real curiosity and empathy for the people she was talking to try and understand them better and to go to these to try to get sound bites out of people. Let me put it this way. A lot of times they're going to repeat in a short segment what they heard somebody else say on the trail or in the news or a headline that they saw. And Carol took the time last night to where they did say something that I'd heard 1,000 times. And then she explored that with them, what that particular point of view meant to them. And it was great. And it wasn't confrontational, but it was very illuminating about each of these individual people. Treat them like people rather than a group. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't Trump supporter speaking for all Trump supporters, or it wasn't a Clinton supporter speaking for all Clinton supporters. It was individuals talking about their lives and how they got to their opinion. And it was really, it was just refreshing, I guess what I'd say. And then I started thinking about, well, I come for the last 25 years, I come home, and occasionally my wife has the evening television news on, and I haven't done this in a long time. I just say, why are you watching that? You know, you're not going to get anything at least serious worthwhile. I like some of their human interest features. But since I started doing this and started working with journalists and being trained as a journalist, I don't watch television news at all, and I don't get any of my news from television. I've even gone as far to suggest that I be the program director for 24/7 news stations like CNN and MSNBC and
what
Fox.
What would you do differently?
Here's what I would do. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, all of them, I would say, here's what you want to do. You want to concentrate your limited journalism resources on a good daily 3-hour morning show and a good daily 3-hour evening show. And you want to do really good journalism. And then at 9 o'clock or, I don't care, 8:30, whatever you want, you start running game shows and soap operas and sitcoms and reruns. And then at 4 o'clock, come back on with your good show. Then at 7 o'clock, you can run some game shows and some reruns and sitcoms. And that's what I would do. Okay?
Okay.
Because it's cheap. They cheapen the whole political discourse by doing 24/7, and they keep dwelling on these over and over, grinding on these headlines that put cliches in all of our heads. Now, if you do want to watch TV and get the news from TV, I would suggest you go to C-SPAN, because C-SPAN, first of all, they'll probably get a good nap in because it's really boring, a lot of it. But they do committee hearings. They do things going on in Congress. They get out into the communities all over the United States and have author presentations. They'll be in Oklahoma City with doing a public affairs program as it happens in its entirety, maybe for an hour. And then they also do wonderful book interviews, historians, and generally they tend to be historical or political. But in the course of all that, you can also have it on in the background, listen to it like radio. That's the other thing I like. And the main thing I would do, and also they have opinions from all over the place. You don't get this, everything's not cut in two, one or the other. You hear a spectrum of opinion in the American people. So that's my TV news, and I know it sounds really boring and curmudgeonly, but I haven't watched and taken seriously TV news for over almost 30 years. And that would be suggestion number one, especially if you're interested in public affairs and history. Number two, go to newspapers. And you can go online now and get tons of newspapers. I read a lot, and I read a lot of varied opinion. Most established online newspaper sources like the Washington Post have a variety of opinions, and you can take your time. And so that was another trusted source, is anything in print. There's some great news magazines out there. Take your pick. Obviously, you don't want to just read people you agree with,
right?
Because the world doesn't work that way.
You said in the last couple of days, there's just some really good stuff coming out of The New Yorker.
Oh, my gosh. The New Yorker online has great writing. And they cover things in a depth that is uncommon. Plus, what I was impressed with The New Yorker is they're cranking out opinion pieces quickly that are very high quality. But, they were right up front for the last month, have been very anti-Trump, But they go into depth about where those opinions come from. They cite different sources. So that wouldn't satisfy me. They don't satisfy me in terms of getting a breadth of political opinion in terms of who you favor. But they analyze very thoroughly, and the writing is incredibly good there.
And do you think, there was a lot of criticism of media throughout the campaign?
It was really well deserved.
Voters and Trump, okay.
Yeah, both sides, very well deserved. The whole lack of scrutiny of serious issues. I mean, the media can get serious if they want. They can do good journalism. I'm talking mainly television, because that's where most people get a lot of their news. They can do it if they want, but they're afraid, because they are afraid of not making enough money and losing listeners. For example, great one, on Tuesday night, the polls closed at 8 o'clock, right, on the East Coast, and by 8:30, one of the TV, probably all of them, I don't know, was saying some state is too close to call, okay? Too close to call means you better stay tuned. But what they really meant was, it's too early for us to tell you anything.
Right.
Okay, but if you say it's too early, you go, oh, I'm going to go watch a Netflix, or I'm going to go read a paper, But if it's too close to call, oh, I better stay tuned. And so we just didn't really tune in till 11 o'clock later that night. It wasn't too close to call. It was too early to get any meaningful results.
We'd love for you to weigh in on this as well, the media and politics. You can send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. Coming up about 8:10, we continue the conversation about politics and the elections. We'll go more in depth on the effects in Minnesota, what we saw regionally. We'll talk with Republican strategist Greg Pepin. Also, Aaron Brown joining us from the blog Minnesota Brown.
My final comment on media, if you did go to multiple sources and did go to print and maybe places like C-SPAN on TV, you wouldn't have been surprised that Trump won, okay? Because you would have had a broader perspective on what was unfolding out in the country. Not that you might have thought, not that you wouldn't have been wrong to think Clinton's going to win, but you would have been much less surprised that Trump won.